This is Talking Business. I'm joined now by Shane Atchison, who's the Global Chief Marketing Officer of Domo, a business in the US based in Salt Lake City, Utah. G'day, Shane. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Alan. Thanks for having me.
Now, perhaps we better start with you telling us what Domo is.
Domo is a technology platform that allows you to run your business on your phone. So many of us have apps that we use in our personal life, yet not many apps you use in your professional life for your work. And so Domo is in that space of providing a platform for you to do work functions, you know, in a mobile app on your phone.
So it's a dashboard for executives that brings in all the data from the business. Is that right?
It's a dashboard. It's a platform for you to be able to do all sorts of new things that you normally couldn't do in your business, as well as make things more efficient along the way.
How long has it been going?
It's about 7 years as a business. First 5 years, we were in what we call stealth mode, where we were a high-powered startup that we didn't talk publicly about the product. We spent a tremendous amount of time and effort and investment connecting over 600 sources of data so that you could pull them in into your business without having to do a bunch of technical implementation and all that mumbo jumbo, if you will.
It was started by Josh James, who is one of those American serial entrepreneurs. Tell us a bit about him.
Yeah, Josh is a good friend. I've worked with Josh for about 20 years. We met when he had founded a technology platform called Omniture that eventually went public and was purchased by Adobe, which really organized all of your digital properties, whether it be your website, your social media programs, your search programs, so that any digital marketer could know what's working, what's not working in your digital investments and your digital experiences, and then optimize those experiences to hopefully make people happier and buy more or self-serve more so that the business would perform.
I guess you were with WPP's Possible at that time. Is that right? So you were obviously using Josh's product.
Yeah, I've written a couple books about using data to be a more effective marketer. And about 15 years ago, I wrote a book called Actionable Analytics, which was really for a digital marketer to use platforms like Omniture back in the day to know what your goals are, to be able to articulate your hypothesis of what you're trying to accomplish with the project, and then measure the effectiveness, and then create new experiences, new offers, new creative calls to action, if you will, to hopefully get a better performing business. And at that time when I met Josh, he talked a lot about taking what he had built in the technology platform for a marketer across the whole business, not just the marketing department. And so that was really the genesis of the idea for Domo, was taking what you could do as a digital marketer across all functions: human resources, finance, sales, operations, front lines of retail, and do what you could do in marketing, but across the entire functionals of the business.
Yeah, I think you were ahead of your time, really, with that book, Actionable Web Analytics, because marketing these days is all about data, but you kind of picked that quite early. And I'd like to get onto that in a moment, but just to finish off on Domo, how much does the product cost?
You know, the product is really based on the number of people that are using the product.
Within each business, you mean?
Within each business, yeah. So it's on a per employee basis. The more data you put into Domo from your business, the more you are interacting with that data, the more valuable it is to people. So we do not charge for data. We want people to be as free as they can with new use cases and new combinations of data that normally don't live together. A piece of sales data tied to customer satisfaction, tied to product inventory, that's a magic moment when data sets that normally don't live together can come together, and you can get a new insight to provide new value to the end customer, the end prospect.
Just on marketing with data, you also wrote another book called 10 Principles for Delivering True Business Value. Is that kind of the same, an extension of the same ideas?
Yeah, I wrote the second book with Jason Burby as a co-author who also works with me at Domo. The book's titled Does It Work? And what we did is actually we looked at really 10 years of – 10 years had passed since we wrote Actionable Analytics and the principles of, you know, understanding what your business goal is, translating that to a key performance indicator, translating those key performance indicators into metrics that matter to the business, and then ultimately trying to monetize each behavior, each data point that you're collecting, so that you can see what the value is of what you're doing. That that continues to stand the test of time. We have seen we've seen so many different initiatives come through, especially with with the movement to to mobility and mobile phones and digital initiatives, where right now everybody's talking about voice voice activated initiatives, whether it be Siri or Alexa, and once again it's for me it's a bit of that Groundhog's Day of, okay, those are all great shiny objects of new things that you can do for people to to find a brand or find a product, but the good old fashioned principles of business still pervade. When we wrote the book, we used social media actually to test and learn the topics that we thought would be interesting to people, and so I would use LinkedIn quite often as a marketing influencer, as LinkedIn calls their program. And every week I would write an article, 500 to 1,000 words of a topic that I had come across that week, as a digital agency person. And then I would look, we would geek out. We'd essentially look at the response to the articles that we would write, and the articles that had the highest engagement of people viewing, sharing, commenting, liking, subscribing, following our articles would be the candidates for chapters of the book. And the ones that didn't have high engagement, we'd throw those away before we spent too much time, going deeper into writing those. And so I found that, a really great process of using social media as a feedback loop to write a book.
Do you use that for your marketing as well?
All the time. So we'll test fast. We'll test as quickly as we can. Our egos, at our best are out of the way, and we say, hey, if it's working, let's pour more fuel on the fire. If it's not working, let's change something or kill it as fast as we can, and not spend a lot of time, talking about the failure and more about what did we learn.
So when you say that the business fundamentals haven't changed, with that book, Does It Work? You've got the 10 principles for delivering business value, which was an update of your early one. Are you saying that those kind of principles, the 10 principles in that book, now, are roughly the same as they would have been 50 years ago before we'd even heard of the internet and social media?
I think so. I think the simple point of if you're trying to attract a new customer, you're trying to make people more aware of something that you offer as a service or as a product. If you're trying to put a dollar in of investment, you sure should get at least a dollar back, of your return on that investment. Those principles, have stood the test of time regardless of the technology fad of the day. It's harder and harder. I remember when Facebook was first taking off and lots of people got excited about the number of likes of a post, and it bugged me, it annoyed me, and I couldn't figure out why it annoyed me. And then one day I said, wait a second, what's the value of a like? And I was working with an automotive manufacturer, very high end sedans, and the client would talk about, this social media video in Facebook would get a million likes, in a 2-day period of time. And they were very excited about that. And I said, well, what's it worth to a business? And they would always compare that number of likes to the past, the past campaigns, the past videos, and say, well, it's more than the past. And then, we dove in and we looked at who was liking these videos in Facebook. And what we found is 85% of the people liking the videos were teenage boys, which is great. Of course they like, these sexy cars that are fast and beautiful, pieces of art. but there's no way that a teenage boy could afford a car, you know, a car that costs $100,000 plus. And so we ended up, you know, stripping out the 85% of the likes and said, okay, those are great, maybe as influencers to, you know, to their parents or to their uncles and aunts or their grandparents, but the people buying the cars is only 15% of our audience. And so that, you know, that changed the economics of measuring the effectiveness of you know, of those social media campaigns just on that simple insight of, you know, let's go a little bit deeper in understanding the audiences that we've got and run the math, you know, financially against that.
That's fascinating. Unfortunately, we have to leave it there, Shane. It's been great talking to you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.
I've been talking to Shane Acheson, who is the Global Chief Marketing Officer of Domo.